comedy. It's impossible in 2016. I'm having a really hard time. Things are either so ludicrous that they're impossible to satirize, or so depressing that any attempt at comedy just feels like a futile wave crashing against the fatigued rocks of weariness. What can you do? Just soldier on, I guess. Here comes the beat. Oh, hello! It's been a while, but welcome back to the 3 Minute 16 Show. Short podcasts for your short life with me, Zeke Iden. And, well, it's just me, Zeke Iden. I am not joined by our magnanimous co-host, Gameplay Jenny, today. But let's crack on. I've missed doing this show, so I'm going to try something. I'm going to try and go solo. It might not work. One-man podcasts rarely do. Maybe it will, maybe it won't. Who knows? Sometimes you just got to roll the dice, guys. If there's a comments box, wherever you're listening to this, then carry on leaving topic suggestions. It could be about a trending news piece. It could be a personal question aimed at me. Hell, maybe you want to be a guest on the show and bring a topic with you. I'll sort something out on Skype. I don't care. Let's do that. We're freewheeling here. Today's topic is... fake news sites. Fake news sites. I've still got all of your listener suggestions saved up. I will do them all, but this isn't one of them. I just wanted to touch on this because it's been a topical issue this week. Reason being, the giant of Google, the titan of Twitter, and the fart stench of Facebook, and I shouldn't have tried alliteration there, they've all come under fire this week because it has been suspected that the proliferation of fake news sites through such media platforms may have influenced voters in the US election last week. I don't know about any of that. I don't know how much that's true, but I do know this. If you take a headline like Buzz Aldrin now convinced that moon landings were faked, seriously and at face value, you don't deserve access to this vast well of knowledge. The digital library of Alexandria that we call the internet. You shouldn't be entitled to vote. I'm surprised you're able to vote without being baffled by how pens work. And here's the thing. They're looking to ban them. Not pens, fake news sites. And I love satirical news sites. I don't want them to be banned. Why are we trying to tailor the internet, this beautiful garden of varied content, to people who unironically share articles with headlines like Hillary Clinton caught screaming at her own hands? Why are we trying to mollycoddle the people who are too lazy to apply critical thinking? It drives me wild. More importantly, is mollycoddle a really British word? Because it sounds like it now that I say it out loud. Anyway, what was the other point I wanted to make? Oh yeah, I've got a list here. Actually, this is a bigger point. How would you go about deciphering fake news from real news? Let me read you this list. You tell me which I've made up and which are real headlines from the Daily Mail. Chief ISIS executioner is winning hearts with his rugged looks. How a romantic candlelit dinner can give you cancer. Women become good cooks at age 55. Rosanna Arquette makes a face after sipping healthy juice drink. And woman, 63, becomes pregnant in the mouth with baby squid after eating calamari. All right. You probably saw my little ploy there, but yeah, all of those were genuine Daily Mail headlines. Yeah, I think I've made my point. We're running against the clock here. So I guess in closing, it's a sad, sad state of the world that people don't have the sense in their head to recognise that some information out there might be misleading. And they don't even have the critical faculties to go about verifying what they read in the most basic of ways. I don't know, guys. Hey, hit me up. I can sell you a system that'll teach you how to make $6,000 an hour from your sofa. Catch you next time.